3 in the front of your hymnal, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent and pure sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us chant the introit for Reformation Day on the insert.
I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. The Lord redeems the life of His servants. Not all those who take refuge in Him will be condemned. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame.
God on high, and on earth peace to men.
gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies, and grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated for the readings. The first reading for the Festival of the Reformation is from the Revelation of St. John, the 14th chapter. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
chant Psalm 46 responsively, whole verse by whole verse.
You will
truth, and the truth shall set you free. Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say, you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Nicene Creed on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand.
Thank you.
Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On this Reformation Sunday, we ask ourselves, what is true freedom? How can we know truth? Why is the world in such turmoil? And where can we find eternal peace and joy? Jesus said, if you know the truth will set you free. The entire Christian life is a life lived by grace alone, through faith in Christ alone, as recorded in Scripture alone. The written word of the Old and New Testament is the certainty of thus saith the Lord. So today, as we sing these hymns, and the color red for the fire of the Holy Spirit, let us consider in answering the question of what is freedom, why is the world in turmoil, what is truth and peace and joy, by looking first at the law, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Secondly, at the gospel, we are justified freely by grace. And thirdly, the living of the Christian life, we hold to Jesus' teaching as his disciples who know the truth. Why is the world so much turmoil? Because, as Paul said, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. This is like all of us running a mile around the track four times, and somewhere along the line, every single one of us falls down on the track and never makes it to the finish line. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. How do we know this? The law, the Ten Commandments. The first table of the law, love the Lord your God with heart, soul, mind, and strength. Know other gods before him. Don't take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day. The second table of the law, love your neighbor as yourself. Do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, bear false witness, or covet. Love your neighbor as yourself. But when we look at the law, it's like a mirror that shows us our sins of thought and word and deed. The things we've omitted to do, and the sins we've committed. We are under the law, and the law acts as a mirror that shows us our sin. Women, you get up in the morning and you go into the bathroom and you look in the mirror and you put your makeup on. Men, you look at yourself and you say, I need to shave. We look at ourselves and we see what we really look like. When we look at the law, Paul says, we are under the law. Every mouth is stopped before God. The whole world is held accountable to God. No human being, Paul said, can justify himself. The law brings the knowledge of our sin. There's no distinction. There's no boasting. All have sinned. Fallen short of the glory of God. We know our sins against God, our sins against our brother, our family. This is why the beginning of the divine service is the confession of sins. I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess all my sins of thought, word, and deed. We do this publicly, corporately here. You can do this one-on-one with the pastor or with other people against whom you have sinned. The Christian life begins with daily repentance, knowing that in Christ I have died, and I will each day crucify the old sinful nature. All have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. That's the truth. That is why the world is in such turmoil. Secondly, however, we know the gospel. We are justified by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Jesus, however, kept the law perfectly for us in our place. And the law has been fulfilled in Him. Jesus is the righteousness of God in human flesh. The Bible says the law and the prophets, which is the entire Old Testament from Genesis to Malachi, is bearing witness to Christ, that through faith in Christ Jesus, all who believe are justified by His grace as a gift. The word justified means declared righteous in the courtroom of God because Christ paid the price for us. It means God the Father accepted the sacrifice of His Son in our place and has declared us forgiven and justified in the courtroom of God. This is a gift, being justified and declared righteous through Christ's merit. Paul says, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Redemption is when you buy something back. We were on the auction block and Jesus bought us back, not with silver and gold, but with His holy, precious blood and His innocent suffering and death. He redeemed you. He bought you back. By, Paul said, the propitiation by His blood. That word takes us all the way back to the temple in the Holy of Holies where there was the Ark of the Covenant in which were the Ten Commandments. Cover over the Ark is called the Mercy Seat. It's all covered in gold and it's two angels facing each other. Once a year, the high priest would take the blood of the innocent lamb and sprinkle it over the covering of the Ark of the Covenant. That's called the Mercy Seat. The word propitiation means forgiveness because of the sprinkled blood over the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant. This was fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, whose blood was spilled on the wooden cross over the Ark of His own body. And by the sprinkling of His blood, that's what Paul means. We have propitiation, forgiveness, and life by the blood of Christ received by faith. And he continues, in His divine forbearance. Oh, how patient the Lord has had to be with all of us. All the mistakes we've made, all the dumb things and the hurtful things we've said to others, He's being patient with us to come to repentance, to say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And He is. He has passed over our former sins. That also comes from the Old Testament. Remember Exodus? They took the blood of a lamb and put it over the doorposts and the lintel of their front doors. And when the angel came through Egypt, none of those who had the blood over their doorposts, none of their sons died in their house. He passed over them and saved them because the blood of the lamb that was pointing us to the blood of Christ. He passes over your sin because of the blood of the lamb placed over you in holy baptism, so you are justified and have faith in Christ. You see, the gospel is not just some teaching. It's a reality. The redemption of Christ Jesus was poured on you in water and word when you were baptized. You heard the word of absolution this morning telling you that your sins are forgiven. When you come to take Holy Communion, Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine, the redeeming blood of Christ comes personally to you that you receive. This is the gospel of Christ. This is why we rejoice on Reformation Sunday that we have been justified by grace through faith in Christ. We know the law. We know the gospel. What is the sanctified life of a Christian? Jesus says, if you hold to my teaching, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus says, when you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. By the way, the world teaches exactly the opposite. The world teaches you, be free, do whatever you want, believe whatever you want, and you'll discover some kind of a personal truth for your life. The world says there's all these religions. Just pick one, and whatever one works for you, you will find some kind of truth. The actual truth is actually the complete opposite of that. There is only one God, the Father in heaven. He only has one Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and there is one Holy Spirit that is the only true God. There is no other God. Thus, to know the truth of who the Father is as your Creator, and Christ as your Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit the Sanctifier, to know that word and truth, that is what sets you free. The devil enslaves the world because of his temptations and because of people's sinful flesh. The devil convinces people to be slaves to sin, not realizing, they don't realize that they are now banished from God's house. They will be in Satan's house, which is hell. But we, Jesus said, are sons of God. We are free. In the Bible, we are sons of God, small letter S, because in baptism we are connected to the Son of God, capital letter S, Son of God. So whether you be man or woman, male or female, young or old, we are all sons of God, connected to Christ, the Son of God. And therefore, we have the inheritance of heaven, God's house, forever. This means then, because of your daily vocation and calling, ordinary things become extraordinary. Giving water and food to someone becomes extraordinary because you're living out your vocation and calling. Whatever your daily vocation is, as you leave this place within your family and work, community and neighborhood, it is within those vocations that you speak the word of Christ, you speak the word of truth, and the Lord uses you to bring others to the knowledge of truth, which you just confessed in the Nicene Creed. So in conclusion, on this Reformation Day, with St. John, with St. Paul, with Martin Luther, and the Church of all the ages, we continue to proclaim the law and the gospel, administer baptism and the Lord's Supper and absolution, pray for one another, love one another, serve one another in this harvest field, and cheerfully give of our time, talent, and treasures to the work of this truth. After all, your life is truly based on grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. Even though the world is in turmoil, you have freedom, you have truth, you have peace, and joy in Christ alone. Thank the Lord, being justified by grace, and knowing the word of Jesus Christ, you know the truth, and the truth has set you free. In Jesus, you and I are free indeed. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
It's time we stand to sing the offertory on page 192.
church, we stand to pray.
Let us pray to our God, who has justified us by the work and grace of Jesus alone, that our faith may be strengthened, and nourished by his holy word. Build us up in Christ in unity with the Spirit, the bond of peace and holiness of life. Reform what is lacking in us. Shape us that we may grow into Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of grace, keep us steadfast in your word. Provide your church with faithful pastors, evangelists, teachers, and lay workers who preach in purity and joy, saved by grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ alone. Bless all the work of Trinity Lutheran Church here in Norman, and bless Mindy Foos as she serves you in Taiwan. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, give us all wisdom and strength in our daily vocations at home, in church, in community. May we be faithful in teaching your word to all, and the Heavenly Father always live as children of God. This week, bless Todd Kennard, Diana Newman, Seth Lemke, Melissa Combs, and Dolores Schweiger as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Bless Keith and Melissa Combs as they celebrate their anniversary. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, when nations are in uproar and kingdoms fall, teach us to be still and know that you are God. Guide all who govern us so that evil is thwarted, righteousness rewarded, and all your ways upheld. We thank you for the rain this weekend. We ask that you be with Calvin, Eli, Daniel, Gabe, and Mike, and Alex as they serve in the military. Bring peace to Gaza, Palestine, the Ukraine, Israel, and Syria. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, hear our prayers for the sick and those in any kind of danger or need. Preserve them by your promises. Be with Raymond Settlebach, Jim Randall, Brian Raluski, and Sally McNeil, Johnny Eisenbrown, Pastor Lee Hagen, Ever Ward, Betty Tinney, Mike Knox, and all who are in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we approach your altar this day with repentant hearts and true faith in Jesus' promise to joyfully receive Christ's body and blood. Keep us in the Christian fellowship with all who've gone before us so that we at last come to our heavenly home and enjoy seeing our Redeemer face to face. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Right and salutary, that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, for you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, in which the blessed apostles and evangelists proclaim your divine saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and evangelists, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy are thou, Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ. soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Minutes, page 199. We stand to sing.
Upon you and give you peace.